On Nature and Environment in Radio Bulgaria's daily show, donate a meadow to the Soslik in the eastern Bulgarian Rolupi Mountain. Yet another charity appeal has emerged around Christmas, and it was a bit more unusual. Donate meadows to the Sasliks, or the European ground squirrels. The Rewilding Europe cross-European initiative calls for this, trying to make the old continent a place with more wild nature, which is good for mankind as well. In November last year, the Eastern Rodopi Mountain in Bulgaria became a part of this initiative, which is envisaged to include only 10 natural territories of that kind from the entire continent.
Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Or the most proper ones in terms of rewilding. Why the Eastern Rhodopes in Bulgaria? It is one of the richest places in Europe as far as biodiversity is concerned. We learn from Mr. Stoycho Stoev from the Bulgarian Society for the Protection of Birds, who is also the head of the Rewilding Rhodopes team in this country.
Идеята на тази инициатива Rewilding Europe е да върне дивата природа в Европа.
We perceive the restoration of wild nature as the protection of habitats of rare plants and animals, from forests to predators. It is an almost pristine ecosystem, which is really interesting for tourists. It is a unique experience to have the chance to visit this area, where deer and wolves can be seen, also vultures and other species, Mr. Stoycho Stoev explains. The European ground squirrel takes an important place with that ecosystem. It vanishes quickly due to ploughing or the growing of new forests across its habitats, which are the meadows. Only isolated small populations of the Susliks have remained in the eastern Rhodopes today. Their territories attract lots of other animals. The small rodent is seen as a dainty by several raptors, including the globally endangered eastern imperial eagle, the sake of falcon, and a series of small mammals. Other species use Soslik's holes as their shelter, that is, whenever there is a colony of ground squirrels, one can expect to find some busy wildlife activity spot, Stoycho Stoev says. And that is the reason why Rewilding Europe collects donations for the purchase of terrains, which used to be grassland before, and which are suitable for colonization by Susliks. 10 hectares of key ground squirrel habitats in the mountain have been earmarked, amounting to some €25,000. We have collected around 1/4 of the necessary sum, mainly due to donations from abroad, Mr. Stoychev says, adding. Our goal is that these specific habitats of the ground squirrel could be purchased by environmental organizations and be managed as grassland, no matter whether it will be for the farm animals of locals or for the wild fauna around. Their purchase will guarantee that those shall not be ploughed and no buildings will be erected there ever. Stoycho Stoev from the Bulgarian Society for the Protection of Birds and also the head of the Rewilding Rhodopes team in this country says. The return of wild nature to the eastern Rhodopes here was kicked off yet in the 1990s with the efforts of the Bulgarian Society for the Protection of Birds to keep the nearly extinguished griffon vultures in the area. Only several migrating couples had left then, while now we have more than 70, which is a real success, Stoycho Stoev is proud to say. 2 deer species were brought there later on, red and fallow deer, also wild horses and several European bison specimens. 30 new fallow deer are to be released there on January the 21st with the assistance of the National Association of Hunters and Anglers. One can learn more about this campaign at its website, which is support.rewildingeurope.com. And Rewilding Europe organizes similar campaigns for the return of the European bison to the Carpathians, as well as for the protection of bears on the Apennines. The initiative aims at making at least 1 million hectares of land wilder by the year 2022, establishing 10 beautiful areas with unspoiled nature based on a new competitive and sustainable type of economy.